Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel where we break down stocks like we're chatting over coffee about what really matters for long-term investing. Today we're diving deep into Bank of America, ticker BC, with a full look at how this banking giant is performing right now. Bank of America sits right in the middle of the financial services sector, and with shares hovering around $60, investors are watching closely to see if the recent momentum can keep going. The stock has delivered solid returns over the past year, up over 30%, but we need to understand what's driving that and where it might head next. Founded way back in 1784 and headquartered in Charlotte, North Carolina, Bank of America operates through four main segments: consumer banking, global wealth and investment management, global banking, and global markets. CEO Brian Moynihan leads a workforce of about 212,000 people, and the company serves millions of customers through its extensive branch network and digital platforms that attract roughly 41 million active users. It's a true money center bank with a massive balance sheet and operations spanning the United States and key international markets. Looking at the latest full-year revenue breakdown, consumer banking brought in the largest chunk at around $43.7 billion, followed by global wealth and investment management at about $24.9 billion, global banking at $24.1 billion, and global markets contributing $24.1 billion as well. Geographically, the vast majority of revenue still comes from the United States at roughly $97.7 billion, with smaller but meaningful contributions from Asia, EMEA, and Latin America. On the earnings front, Bank of America posted strong second quarter results that beat expectations across both the top and bottom lines. Net interest income showed robust growth, loans and deposits expanded nicely, and operating leverage improved. Every major business segment delivered double-digit net income growth, which helped push full-year net income higher and supported an EPS that's been climbing steadily over the past couple of years. Management commentary from the earnings call highlighted durable growth drivers, including rising net interest income, continued loan and deposit gains, productivity boosts from AI investments, and a constructive outlook on the U.S. consumer. Executives noted that the rate environment has stabilized in a way that supports their net interest margin, while also pointing to a healthy pipeline in lending and mortgages. They emphasized disciplined expense management and the long-term benefits of their technology investments, without sounding overly optimistic about macro risks. From a balance sheet perspective, total assets have grown steadily to over $3.4 trillion, with stockholders' equity sitting near $300 billion. Key metrics show a return on equity around 10.5%, a price-to-earnings ratio near 14.6, and a dividend yield of about 1.9%. The company continues to generate positive free cash flow in most periods, though banks naturally have different cash flow dynamics than industrial firms. For valuation, we turn to our market snap model, which selected price to book as the primary engine for a bank like this because book value is a reliable anchor in the financial sector. The model has high confidence in this approach and blends it with forward PE as a supporting lens. With the current price sitting around $60, the model puts fair value somewhere in the mid-50s range. That suggests the stock is trading a bit above our rough fair value estimate. The main drivers behind this reading are an adjusted price-to-book target near 1.4 times and a forward PE anchored around 13 times, both of which reflect realistic multiples given the current environment. Keep in mind that changing assumptions around growth or required returns can move the number quite a bit, so feel free to plug in your own inputs on our intrinsic value calculator at marketsnap.com to see how the outcome shifts. On the strength side, Bank of America benefits from its massive scale, diversified revenue streams, strong digital adoption, and consistent dividend history. Weaknesses include sensitivity to interest rate cycles and a relatively high debt-to-equity profile typical of banks. Opportunities lie in further AI-driven efficiency gains, wealth management expansion, and potential loan growth if the economy stays resilient. Threats center on regulatory changes, competition from fintechs, and any unexpected slowdown in consumer spending or mortgage activity. Over the past year, the stock has climbed more than 33%, outpacing the broader industry in several periods. The one-month return sits near 8%, and the three-month performance is almost 15%, showing solid recent momentum. On a five-year basis, the total return is around 62%, which is respectable, but still leaves room for debate on whether the valuation has fully caught up with fundamentals. My take is that Bank of America looks like a steady compounder rather than a screaming bargain right now. Trading a little above our model's fair value zone means you're paying up for the stability and the dividend, but the earnings momentum and AI tailwinds give it a decent shot at closing that gap over time. For long-term holders who like big banks with fortress balance sheets, it's still worth a look, especially if you believe rates stay higher for longer. Just remember that bank valuations can swing with macro surprises, so position size accordingly. All in all, BAC remains a core holding for anyone wanting broad exposure to the U.S. consumer and the banking sector. Thanks for watching this deep dive. Hit the like button if it helped. Subscribe for more stock breakdowns every week, and I'll see you in the next one. Take care.